Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday Axel Knee Training Podcast Series. We're so glad you're with us tonight. This is going to be a really fun, but most important, a very informative podcast. I know you're going to really enjoy hearing from our featured guest speaker tonight, Dr. Mark Bartlett from the Home Office. Dr. Bartlett is the Vice President of Global Research and Development for Pharmanex, and he oversees a research and development team for all of the Pharmanex products. Now, Dr. Bartlett's research experience includes work in the area of cardiovascular disease with an emphasis on the role of free radicals and antioxidants, transplant research, and human autoimmune inflammatory diseases. He's published more than a dozen papers on this work in various scientific journals, and his research led into the U.S. National Institutes of Health, where as a visiting scientist at the world-renowned National Cancer Institute, he investigated the interaction of T cells with the blood vessel wall. Now, Dr. Bartlett's interest in the role of nutrition in human health and disease led him to join New Skin Enterprises in 1996 as a technical specialist and scientific advisor. He's since formulated many supplements and sports food products for New Skin's U.S. and international markets. Dr. Bartlett earned degrees in biochemistry and organic chemistry from the Australian National University, as well as a PhD in immunology and cell biology from the John Curtin School of Medical Research in Australia. Notwithstanding the stumbling over my words, I can absolutely assure you that Dr. Bartlett's credentials are impressive, and they certainly bring a wealth of information and knowledge, not only to his team at the Home Office, but to our podcast tonight. So welcome to the call, Dr. Bartlett.
Thanks, Dan. It's fun to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, we're so happy you're with us. You have been a featured guest speaker in the past, but gosh, it's been a long time. And I'm so glad that you came back and we'll spend a few minutes with us, because a lot has happened in the last time since the last time we spoke with you. And I certainly want to get into that in short order. But before I do that, it's important to point out that we always have lots of new listeners to these podcasts. We have a worldwide audience, by the way. And some of our newest listeners may not really understand the fact that there is a company within a company, Pharmanex, being within the New Skin Enterprises organization. So maybe you can explain a little bit about what Pharmanex is, maybe talk a little bit about its scientific team of which you're a leader, and maybe the role that it plays in the umbrella company, New Skin Enterprises.
Yeah, sure. We have a really fun history, actually, and I think we were ahead of our time in many respects. So the company started about 35 years ago, and it was all personal care products at the time. And we had a small team, obviously, there as the company sort of was a startup. But the goal was to really have a new generation of personal care products, with basically the realization that a lot of personal care products would have active ingredients, which are really expensive, whether they're for just hydrating the skin or whatever it might be. But interestingly, the vehicle that carried the actives was often sort of countered that effect. So you might have alcohols or petroleum-based products that sort of had a drying effect at the same time as you're trying to moisturize. I'm oversimplifying a little bit, but that was the goal, all of the good, none of the bad. And they achieved this, and when they did, what we saw was people really feeling it, feeling the difference on their skin and really seeing the difference in the mirror. However, there was a certain sort of percentage of people who, even though these were wonderful personal care products, probably the best in the world, that didn't seem to see a lot of benefit. So we had hair care products, skin products, and you'd see some people still had issues with sort of unhealthy nails and dull hair and not great skin. Well, what was going on? And the founders, being just very innovative, having researched the topic, realized, well, of course, there's a lot of health and beauty that actually is dependent upon the health inside the body. So if you are marginally deficient in certain nutrients, if you don't have some of the B vitamins or some of the building blocks for healthy skin and hair and nails, then it doesn't matter how good the stuff is that you put on your skin. You won't be looking and feeling your best. You won't be your best you. So very early on then, it was around, 1990 or so, we came up with a product then that was called Image HNS, standing for hair, nails, and skin. And it contained the basic nutrients for healthy from the inside out, basically. And the company, New Skin, started a sub-company then under that umbrella, and it was called at the time Interior Design Nutritionals. And it was called Interior Design because it was all about beauty from the inside out. And that really took off, and that really is the foundation of sort of where we came from. Then we started sort of hiring scientists, and I was one of the first three PhDs that were hired in this area of nutrition back in 96. And we were really starting to look more in depth, you know, what nutrients should we be using, what level. And we really investigated bioavailability, or, you know, the ability of that nutrient to be well absorbed into the body. So at the time, we were looking at chelated minerals and all sorts of science that with respect to bioavailability. We were really interested in the relatively new and burgeoning science at the time of free radical biology and antioxidants and how they help to slow the aging process, and even phytochemicals. So these plant nutrients, plant chemicals, and they have names now, you know, like carotenoids, flavonoids, bioflavonoids, sulforaphane, all of these types of molecules. They're not on the World Health Organization list of vitamins and minerals. They don't have sort of a recommended daily allowance, but they definitely are bioactive. So even back then in the early 90s, we were looking at all of these aspects, and that's really what grew the company that later became Pharmanex, and that's another story. But that's the nucleus of it.
I love the history, Mark, because it really does paint a very nice picture for our listeners, especially the newer listeners, about the origins of the company's commitment to science and research. And I think that if anyone on the podcast tonight has had this opportunity to take a tour of the Innovation Center in Provo, they would probably walk away with the analogy that I have and I use frequently, and that is that this company looks very much like a pharmaceutical company, although it's not. But is that analogy correct in terms of the commitment to science?
Yes. Well, that's sort of that's a great segue into sort of, you know, that name that I mentioned, Pharmanex, and how we moved into that area. So, you know, it was around that time, the mid-90s, that we started to see some unsavory characters sort of enter this space that were, you know, that really didn't care all that much about the quality of the product. There were some maybe adulterated products, or they didn't sort of have standards of purity or efficacy, you know, that we really wanted to see. And we felt that we were a leader in this area. And we didn't want the government to sort of decide, well, you know what, this industry is a wild west. We really need to start sort of cracking down. You know, so we made our own standards, and we had we really felt like, oh, we need to leapfrog this. We need to be an industry leader. We need to be able to demonstrate to everyone that there are some really strong and very scientifically sound players in this industry. And that means now we're talking about sort of absolute full commitment, you know, really getting all of the laboratory equipment that we need, all of the latest, you know, cutting edge and state-of-the-art equipment, whether it's HPLC or mass spec or NMR, everything that we needed so that we could do our own analysis. There are some really amazing raw ingredient suppliers out there, but we needed to, I guess, trust the good ones and seek out the good ones, but also verify and make sure that we have all the analytical tools in place so that we can make sure that we have pure, clean, efficacious, you know, dose-to-dose equivalency, everything that we needed to do. So at that time, we met some scientists that had started a company in California, Simi Valley area, I think, and later San Francisco. That company was called Pharmanex, and they were applying all of these Western pharmaceutical sort of not only laboratory analysis but also clinical studies to these natural products in the industry. So we actually ended up buying that company called Pharmanex, and our current chief science officer, Joe Chang, is was part of that company. And so that really leapt us ahead. So now we have about 75 scientists. We've got labs here in Provo and also in Shanghai, China. And, yeah, if you've ever visited it, you can see it's state-of-the-art. And we get visitors from our industry and also from the FDA and other organizations that never fail to be impressed as they come and see our lab, and they just go, wow, you know, This is definitely not a sort of a vaporware company or a company that just is sort of on paper or a virtual company. This is a company that really has, has dipped its feet right into the deep water, so to speak.
Well, Mark, you've described for our listeners what I think is something that's very unique, and that is a company in the nutritional field that is committed to science and actually puts its money where its mouth is and has developed cutting-edge products, amazing, amazing products that no other company can compete with. And as a consequence, this really does set the Pharmanex line of products head and shoulders above anything else out there in the market. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, we've still got our heritage there because we still hold hands really nicely with our, I guess you could say, our sisters that are the personal care area, right? So we still have a lot of crossover there, and we probably do that better than anyone, having products for inner beauty as well as outside, and we're really leading the pack now with these amazing beauty devices, as well as really just amazing formulations in skincare. But we've also branched out into other areas, right? And so we've realized, who are we? And we're always looking and asking the question, who are we and what do people need? And when it really boils down to it, yes, we have targeted solutions for all sorts of health in this natural products arena, but we really focus a lot on the science of aging. We want to age well, and if you want to age well, you need to understand the aging process at the cellular and the genetic level. And we've really invested a lot in that, even in the gene expression genetic level over the last decade or so. So, yeah, some really good innovation coming out of the company. And, that's why I have stuck with the company and why we really are a bit of a technology magnet. You know, people come to us with their ideas and they respect us for the innovation that we do.
Perfect. So let's transition a little bit, Mark, if we could please, from the macro to the micro. Particular, I want to do a service for especially our newer listeners. You know, sometimes folks who come to the company as new brand affiliates or members, their first question is, well, this is an amazing assortment of Pharmanex products, but where do I start? What do I start with? Give me some examples about how I can improve my health by picking the right products. What would you recommend to someone like that?
Right. There's a couple of ways of approaching that. So this is a pretty exciting topic, and I love that we're right where the rubber meets the road now. If you can look at our products, you could probably, I would like to have you imagine a wagon wheel, where the hub of the wagon wheel would be, the central products. And I think right now I would put as the central two products there, LifePak or LifePak family of products, and perhaps also a product that we have called Youth. Or Youth Span. What's it called in the U.S.? Youth Span, right? Maybe it's Youth. We've got a lot of products around the world.
Yeah, it's Youth. It has different names, but it's the same product.
All right. So the center of the wagon wheel is Youth and LifePak, and we can probably expand on that in a minute. And then on the outside, sort of at the end of each of the spokes on the outside, just a whole bunch of targeted health solutions, maybe for bone health or eye health or immune health or, sport assistance or energy or stress or gut health, just a whole bunch of targeted solutions. So that's one way to look at it. And so as a new distributor, as a new brand affiliate, I might come in and say, well, I'm just going to start with the basics. There's so much to talk about with our LifePak brand of products. We've got really several formulas in one, but this is, all that you need for nutritional support. Or you might, and that's a great approach. Or you might focus on our anti-aging and say, this company has partnered with experts in gerontology and gene genetics and for several years has done some really cutting-edge research in anti-aging. And, you can sort of talk about that a little bit and say, our product there, our anti-aging product is Youth. And you could talk about that. That's one approach. Sort of starting from the center and then working your way out. There's also something to be said from starting at the end of some of the spokes and working your way out in. So, as a new brand affiliate, you probably know people that have certain concerns and you might ask them, what's your concern? Because we can personalize to whatever your concern is. And you might sort of try to choose products that they're actually going to feel or really need. For example, if you've got someone that really is concerned a lot with gut health and GI and they've heard all the story about how, the microbiome is so important and that you need to, you know, that a lot of health starts in the GI tract and that you have to have healthy microbes there. Or maybe someone that sort of travels a lot and tends to sort of eat food that upset their stomach because they're in new places, that kind of thing. You might say, well, probio. You know, every product that we have has a science story behind it, and you might want to investigate that and say, well, you know, probio is a probiotic. It was developed, and it's, you know, from some scientists in Australia, but it's an isolate of a particular type of bacteria that is really amazing at colonizing the GI tract and defending it against sort of, you know, intrusion from viruses or other sort of opportunistic bacteria. Or you might have someone that's a friend that really is kind of stressy, that has a lot of stress in their life. We have a product called Cortisol. One of the active ingredients in that product is from magnolia bark, which is like a natural sedative. And that's something that people really feel. They take this product, and it just really helps alleviate their stress. They definitely feel it. It's kind of like the opposite of a cup of coffee sort of thing. And products that people can feel are sometimes a really nice start. You know, lots of other examples. Eye formula. A lot of people say, you know, I take this eye formula, it's perfect for me. It just really helps with that. G3 is another one. So if you've got a friend who really doesn't like taking capsules, but really wants sort of healthy phytochemicals from plants, the G3, which is very rich in carotenoids. And so that sort of brings another area, maybe sort of a third area or a complement to all of these, is the biophotonic scanner, where a lot of people, when I joined this industry, and I sort of, as you described in my introduction, came from the cancer research field and then sort of came into this industry. And one thing that I saw was that, well, I had read the literature. I know how important these micronutrients are. You know, the multivitamins, if they're well formulated, can really make a difference. But there's a lot of skepticism out there. And back in those days, the early 2000s, people, you know, it was the same story. These things don't really get in your body. They don't really work. You know, studies show that 80% of what you're eating doesn't even get absorbed, you know, or whatever it might be. You know, these stories and fake news that you hear all the time. You know, if you talk to experts in the field that are nutritionists, they will actually tell you, no, these nutrients are really important and we don't get enough of them. So the story was, well, you're just making expensive urine. They don't get into the body. When we discovered the biophotonic scanner technology, so this is technology from the University of Utah Department of Biophysics and Biooptics, where you know, we were able to use light to measure carotenoids in the skin, we were able to show for the first time that that these nutrients actually do get into your body, not just get past your gut and into the bloodstream, but actually get from there into the tissues and cells of the body. So people can take LifePak and over time see an improvement in their biophotonic scanner score. They can take G3 and see the same thing, or they can take youth and see their scanner score go up. They can take eye formula and see their score go up. They can give Jungamals, the children's vitamins, to their kids and see their scanner score go up. And that's a huge incentive for people to stay on the product because they know that these products are actually working. They're getting into the body. So there's a few approaches there.
I love it. And that scanner score really is a motivating factor. It's great to scan someone and perhaps they don't scan as high as they'd like to, put them on the product for a month to 2 months, and they come back and rescan, and that score is virtually every time improved. That's a huge motivating factor for that individual, not only to stay on the product, perhaps to explore some additional products that might make that score go even higher. So that's a good point to make, Mark, and I appreciate that. Well, let's talk a little bit about LifePak and Nano. We'll go back to the nucleus or the center of the wheel that you started with, LifePak and youth. Can they be taken together? Should they be taken together? What are the differences?
Yeah, great question. So in a nutshell, LifePak, just the basic LifePak, is all of the vitamins and minerals that you need in the right proportions, and as I mentioned earlier, with a focus on bioavailability, the right forms, gentle on the stomach, and it has carotenoids and those other phyto or plant chemicals that I mentioned, like carotenoids and the flavonoids. But in the LifePak, the basic LifePak, those carotenoids are microencapsulated. So we use these, you know, just imagine a capsule within a capsule. Only, you know, you can actually, if you look at the powder in the capsule, you'll see these tiny little colored dots. This is the microencapsulated carotenoids. And so it's very complete, but it is missing one thing, and that is the essential fatty acids. And the omega-3 series of fatty acids are very important. Most of us don't get enough. They're sort of the a building block of the immune system that is in the anti-inflammatory and sort of calming down sort of zone. So you've got omega-6s that most people get plenty of from their fried foods, and those tend to be pro-inflammatory, and you need to balance those nutritionally. So this is an essential nutrient that really it's difficult to have in a powdered form, and you need, you know, a gram or two of it. So with LifePak, generally you would need to take also a fish oil supplement. So Nano then sort of ups the ante, and it has the fish oil capsules, and dissolved into that fish oil as sort of a vehicle, we have the carotenoids, which are a type of lipid, and all of the other lipid-soluble nutrients like vitamin E. So the LifePak Nano is sort of like the, it's really the Cadillac of nutritional supplementation. So you can take a LifePak and sort of a marine omega or a fish-type oil as a basis, or you can take the Nano, which is just absolutely complete. So this, we're very proud of the Nano product because I really think there's no other product on the market like it. And why is it called LifePak? It's common now, more or less, because people have copied us, but we were really the first that I know of to put this LifePak and a fish oil into a sachet so that, you know, you have your daily dose right there. You tear open the sachet, and you've got all the nutrients there that you need in that supplement. And it's not just cellophane, but it's a, you know, it's like a tri-layer, very high-tech a mylar in the center. So it's an oxygen barrier and a moisture barrier. So it's, you know, really very nifty packaging and very convenient. So that's LifePak in a nutshell, I think.
Perfect. And then can you take youth, age-like youth or Y-span, youth-span with LifePak Nano?
Ah, that's right. I remember now. There was a second part of that question, wasn't there? So, yes, you can. You can take LifePak Nano and youth. But the thing to understand about youth is that it as a vehicle, also has those essential fatty acids that are based on the fish oil, right? But they're a double concentrate. So the entire dose of omega-3 fatty acids that you get from LifePak Nano is actually in the youth. So if it were me, and this is what I do, I can now take a LifePak. Rather than the LifePak Nano, I'll take a LifePak and the youth. And so in that way, I get the best of both worlds. I get all of the nutritional support that I can get from, you know, a high-quality nutritional supplement, LifePak, and then I add to that youth, which has the anti-aging and the gene expression research behind it, but also all of those omega-3s that you'd get normally that you need. So that's
fantastic.
A great companion.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you guys are never sitting still. You're always innovating, always looking for new products to develop, and hence the amazing research and development engine that you guys constantly are working is producing great products for us. And the live convention in just a few weeks' time in October in Salt Lake City, we're going to be hearing about some of these new Pharmanex products. I would imagine maybe you can tell us a little bit about those. I think they include Mighty Minds, maybe TR Go. What can you tell us about new products?
Yeah, I can be very basic because I think we're saving sort of all the good stuff for the convention, but or for live. Mighty Minds is a focus on children's cognitive health, right? And some of that is, again, these omega-3 fatty acids, but there are other sort of nifty scientific applications that we have. So Mighty Minds is really about our children. And this was actually born outside the U.S. Schools are extremely competitive in Asia, particularly in Taiwan and Japan, as we know it. China too, but the story sort of began in Taiwan when parents started talking to us and saying, what can you do for our children to make them smarter? And, you know, because if you don't get into the best kindergarten, you won't get into the best elementary school. And if you don't get into the best elementary school, you're not going to get into ultimately the best university, right? So it really starts when they're young, that pressure. I feel for these guys. You know, I used to catch buses in Japan and just see the students like just falling asleep on the bus. They've just been overworked. So cognitive function is super important. And it actually begins prenatally. So it's very important for mothers actually to make sure that they get enough of the omega-3 fatty acids. It does make a difference, the clinical studies show, and other nutrients like choline. But children also, they, you know, humans have huge brains, and brains have a lot of fat in them. And the development of the brain depends, and the optic nerve, by the way, depends a lot on, you know, the nutrients that we get when we're young. So, you know, mother's milk, for example, humans' mother's milk has a lot more omega-3s than, say, cow's milk, because we have bigger brains and they have to grow faster and develop so much. So, you know, there's some lessons there from nature. So that's kind of where this science was born. We looked at a lot of different nutrients, and there are some that seem to have cognitive function enhancement. But we also really err on the side of safety. So we absolutely, you know, we have a team that looks at safety of everything. And if there are any doubts, any gaps, then we don't go with ingredients that we sort of feel may not be safe, especially for our children. So Mighty Minds, you know, that's the genesis of the story there. So we're excited to unveil that at Live. Tiago is another thing. This is about fitness nutrition, right? And this is not just for, you know, athletes, but for everyone that wants to sort of get a little bit fitter or at least stay active, because we really feel that activity and a lot of what we've learned in the aging and anti-aging realm is that the muscle is really one of the centers of our ability to resist the aging process. So you need to keep muscle tone, you need to be able to you know, stay active in that respect. But a lot of people don't like exercising and working out. It causes suffering and pain. So, you know, why does it do that? So we sort of focused on, well, how do you maintain muscle? What happens to the muscle when you exercise? What are some nutrients and ingredients that we can use to help maintain muscle mass and minimize sort of the post-exercise muscle soreness that you get? So we're excited to launch those at Live as well. And so hopefully you'll be at Live or listening in at least, so that you can see what's going on there. We're excited about this area.
No question about it. Any others that you can maybe share a little bit of light on, and perhaps even talk a little bit about something you mentioned a moment ago, and that is gut health. I know the company's been working on a product in that regard. We talked to Dr. Joseph Chang, of course, your boss and the chief scientific officer at the New Skin, on this Axel Me podcast on August 8th, and he told us a little bit about that process. He said there has been a bit of a slowdown because of some technical issues, but you're still making headway on a gut health product. What can you tell us about that news?
Yeah, we're working in a lot of areas, and in some ways, again, it's sort of ahead of the curve. So when it comes to the microbiome, this is just a really hot area of science around the world. You know, at recent one of the largest nutrition conferences that was just held, you know, that was one of the two really big themes. So we know that there are, the average person has around, you know, somewhere between 250 and 400 species, different types of microbes that are living within the GI tract. We, you know, call it the microflora. Microbiome kind of refers to sort of all of the genetics that's sort of associated with all of that. They have a huge impact. And the diversity is important. So that's the number one thing is, you know, diversity of the microbiome has a huge impact. You know, for example, you know, we don't talk much about disease, but, you know, there are some conditions that sort of highlight the importance of this this interaction and this symbiosis that we have with these living organisms within our bodies. So in studies with autistic children, they found that they had a very poor biodiversity, meaning that, you know, the number of different species of these microbes in the GI of these children was very low. They would have, you know, typically much lower than average. As they made efforts then to increase the biodiversity, they found that these kids scored much higher on cognitive tests and things like that. So, you know, how on earth does that happen? I think, well, really, there's this connection between microbes in the gut and cognitive function and mood and well-being. These are some of the things that we're learning. It turns out that a lot of the mood chemicals that we have, serotonin, et cetera, most of it's not actually produced in the brain. It's actually produced in the gut and can have a huge impact on the rest of the body. So everywhere we look, we are starting to see the huge impact of the microbiome. So we have to pay attention to the biodiversity of the microbiome. And that means we have to sort of pay attention to what we're eating and what components of the food that we're eating have an impact on the health of those GI microflora. Another thing that they do is these microflora, when they metabolize the food and the things that they eat, whether it's fibers or other plant, what we're finding is actually some of the plant dyes, you know, these anthocyanidins, they excrete these short-chain fatty acids like butyrate and acetoacetate that are the main energy source for all of your human cells that line the GI tract. And so that makes them healthy and plump and make them a better barrier for immunity. So there's just all sorts of interactions. So we are doing research in collaboration with scientists at universities in some of these new areas, like the different types of plant chemicals that can really boost this biodiversity and health of the microbiome. So, yep, as with all research, it sometimes we have, as Joe said, some hiccups here and there. I wouldn't actually call it a hiccup right now, even though I just did. It's coming along quite nicely, just not as fast as we would like. I'll just be completely open. These plant nutrients that we're looking at are extremely expensive, so we have to do dose-response studies to make sure that we can produce a product that is not outrageously expensive, that the average person can afford, but that it does actually work, that it has efficacy. Because in every product that we do, we don't sprinkle amounts and just say, well, you read it on the label. Most people don't know how much you need to in order to satisfy efficacy, you know, to agree with clinical studies that show that it works at this dose. But dose is everything, and we pay attention to that. So that's part of what we're doing there with the microbiome.
Mark, there is so much more that I want to talk to you about, and I hope you'll come back early and often, but I want to save some of our discussion for another time, if you don't mind. But before I let you go, I'm sure I've overlooked something that you really want to let our audience know tonight. What would that be?
I think people are probably wondering what's happening at Live. The other thing that we'll hear a lot about is GrowVive, of course, and we don't have time to go into it a lot. You won't see, you know, you'll see some well, Joe's going to talk a lot about GrowVive. I think what our audience needs to understand that this is a very future-looking sort of investigation that we're doing. We're looking to the future. We're looking to the sort of sustainability and traceability and all of these things. We're sort of vertically integrating somewhat and trying to take greater control of the supply chain of some of these important plant nutrients. So, you know, that's an exciting area. And, you know, you won't see, you know, an explosive new product that that is all GrowVive yet. But it's exciting to know that Nu Skin is working on this and that down the line in the future, we're sort of leading the way in this area. So look forward to that at Live as well.
We will indeed. And, Mark, I can't thank you enough for painting for us a beautiful picture of a company that's dedicated to science, quality, safety, efficacy, and with people like yourself in the lead at the scientific team, we cannot be more fortunate. And so
thank
excited
you.
To have you as part. Absolutely. And so excited to the future for what the future holds because of what the research and development engine is doing for us in the field. So I want to thank you yet again, Mark Bartlett, Vice President of Global Research and Development for Pharmanex, for joining us on the podcast tonight. I want to make sure that everyone is well aware of our podcast next Thursday, September 19 at 8 p.m. New York time, because we're going to be featuring Kevin Fuller from the home office. He's going to be talking about product marketing and positioning. You'll want to hear Kevin. He's a dynamic speaker, as was Mark tonight, and you'll certainly enjoy hearing from him as well. So thanks again, Mark Bartlett. Thanks to all of our listeners. We'll talk with everyone very, very soon. Good night, everyone.